Approved. And with that, we'll move to number four on our agenda, staff introductions.
Thank you, Madam Chair. If it works for you, I'll just do it from this microphone. I have one new staff member to introduce, Tom Kirschman, the Director of the Wildlife Division. And today I have the distinct privilege of introducing Andrew Stark. Andrew is a new employee to us, although he's not brand new. He's been in the CO training program. But a little bit about Andrew. He's originally from Eagan, Minnesota. He attended the University of South Dakota, where he majored in criminal justice. And a little bit of an interesting story when we had conservation officers go to various universities and talk about what our conservation officers do, putting out the word about our program. Andrew expressed interest from that, learning and hearing from other conservation officers about the work that they do. And I know it sounds like a little bit of a broken record, but we've talked about numerous times about our intern program and internship positions within our agency. And Andrew's an excellent example of that. He'd had two internships with the department. His first one was actually a park management role down in Yankton. So he has firsthand knowledge and experience working in the park system. And then his second internship was actually as a conservation officer intern position down in Region 3. And so he was a great fit. He was hired on as a trainee, went through the program, and now he's been officially stationed in that Moody County area, Flandreau area. And we are certainly excited to have that position filled down there in the southeast part of the state. And he's very well versed in that area. So please help me welcoming and congratulating Andrew Stark for completing our conservation officer training and working program, and now he has his own duty station in Moody County. So we're excited to have him on board.
Very good. Thank you, Director Kirschman, and welcome aboard, Andrew. Director Van Meteren, did you have additional staff?
Madam Chair, yes. Jeff Van Meteren, Parks and Recreation Division Director. We also have one staff member out at Custer State Park this time around, Michelle Madison. She is our newest. I think she should be joining if she shows up on the screen there. She is our newest building maintenance lead worker at Custer State Park. Although originally from central Iowa, her and her husband are very familiar with Team GF&P. Prior to taking on this full-time assignment, she has worked as a camp host at Fort Sisseton, campground attendant at Custer State Park for two seasons, and one season as a volunteer in the visitor center at Custer State Park. Before becoming RVers, full-time RVers in 2014, she worked for 20 years with the Maytag company as a tool and die journeyman on a production line. I'm not sure that has anything to do with Parks and Rec, but it probably encouraged her to come and work for us. So outside of Game Fish and Parks, she and her husband chose the Black Hills as a place to set roots down, with it being centrally located from their grandkids in Iowa and Idaho. Michelle has an incredible eye for attention for detail and a passion for promoting Custer State Park. So we're grateful to have her on our team.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Director Van Meteren. And welcome to Team GF&P, to both Michelle and Andrew. We look forward to seeing the work that you can do while with the department.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Madam Chair, Deputy Secretary Scott Simpson, I do have one new employee to introduce as well. Apologize if it didn't get on the list, but as you'll hear here shortly, we've got a great relationship with our Parks and Wildlife Foundation. And as part of that relationship, we have one full-time FTE that we dedicate to that process, an executive assistant for the Parks and Wildlife Foundation, previously held by Darla Livermont, who has reached that point in her career where she's ready to retire. And along with Pat Wist, the chairman of the Parks and Wildlife Foundation, and Christina Colby, the executive director of the Parks and Wildlife Foundation, we set out to replace Darla. Had a great group of applicants, about 50 applicants that we worked through, and we're lucky enough to select Elena Daggett as that executive assistant. Elena's lives in Spearfish. She spent about the last 20 years in the hotel resort and casino business. She brings a long list of qualities that we were looking for in this candidate, and we are just super happy to have her. She'll be stationed out of Spearfish and helping out with the Parks and Wildlife Foundation.
Very good. Welcome, Elena. All right, and we will continue on. Is that all of our staff introductions? Very good. Thank you all. We'll move to number five on our agenda, our 2025 commission schedule review. We've put together a list of where the commission and the department will be in 2025. We'll briefly go over that today, and then next month we will finalize that. So just a quick overview, and for those of you following at home, it should be on the screen for you. In January, during the middle of the legislative session, we'll come back here to Pierre. We do not have meetings in February. March, at the end of the session, we'll be in Pierre again. Pierre again in April. May, we'll go down to Custer State Park. In June, we'll be in Commissioner Locken's neck of the wood in Aberdeen. In July, we have down Sioux Falls, but I know we may have a suggestion to change that, and we'll move that once I get to the end here. August, we do not have commission meetings in August. September, we'll be in Rapid City. October, we get to go back to Lemon, South Dakota. I understand it's been a long time since the commission has had a meeting there, so we're looking forward to that. And then in November and December, we will come back to our state capital here in Pierre. With that, any comments, suggestions, or conversations about the communities listed on the 2025 schedule? Yes, please.
Bruce Cole, just wanted to suggest what you had mentioned, the July one. I would like to make a suggestion that we have that in Yankton, primarily because of Lewis and Clark, I think, is the big thing. And we'd like to invite everybody back. And I think just in talking about that, hopefully that fits the schedule.
Very good. Any other questions, comments? At this time, this gives us the opportunity to consider this over the next 30 days, and then we'll come back in December and finalize.